Simon Shin Mem Hei Sivches Mavoos HaRachavim Tezayin Ama Vneri, which is 10-16 wide, Umiskatsum Bixasan of Amen Tezayin Ama, and then they get smaller at a certain point, such that they're no longer 16 wide. Yesh Omrim Shem Arkan La'orch Rishas HaRabim Hei Rishas HaRabim. Some say that if they are parallel to the Rishas HaRabim, so then it has the status of Rishas HaRabim. Mishmur says it's a Toz Sofer, and it should really say Bixasan Osha Ainbehen Tezayin Ama. Meaning, originally it talks about a mavoi which gets smaller as it goes on, and then he adds another concept that even if it is tezayin ama, still, since it is next to, even if it does not have tezayin ama the whole way, but since it's next to Rosh Hashanah and it enters into Rosh Hashanah, so then it has the status of Rosh Hashanah as well. Sif tes, mavoos harachavim yud gimel amos. Ushlish, you have an area that is a street that's 13 and a third amma. Ushnei Rashayim Mifulashim L'shus HaRabim Shurachav Tes Zayin, and the two sides of the street end in a Rishus HaRabim. Yeshom Shurishus HaRabim, some say this also has the status of Rishus HaRabim, because since there is a Rishus HaRabim Gemura at the ends of each side of the street, and people enter into it from Rishus HaRabim, through this area, so then it is an area of the Rabbim that the Rabbim use, and therefore it has the status of Rishus HaRabim as well. Kol davar shehu Rishus HaRabim, anything which is in Rishus HaRabim, eino gavoa shosha tfachim, if it's not three tfachim high, afilu heim kotzim, even if it's thorns, otsoa she'ein rabim dorsam aleim, or excrement which people don't walk on, chashuvim kakarka v'hai Rishus HaRabim, it's still considered as part of the ground and has the status of Rishus HaRabim, because anything which is lower than three, we don't consider it to have be in its own domain, and therefore it is part of the Rishus HaRabim.